Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pleased to welcome to the show Brian Kalbrowski. He is the NBA staff writer over at For the Win, part of the USA Today sports media group. Brian had a really interesting story a couple days ago. He uncovered three stats in particular that help explain exactly who the Memphis Grizzlies just selected in the NBA draft, and I wanted to have him on to talk about it. The three stats, I guess not just three stats, three categories of stats that he identified. Effective field goal percentage above 57%, a defensive rebounding and assist percentage above 14%, and a block and steal percentage above 2%. There were only three players in this NBA draft who qualified under all three of those categories. They were Jake LaRavia from Wake Forest, David Roddy from Colorado State, and Vince Williams from VCU.
What do they have in common?
They are three of the four Grizzlies draft picks this year. Brian, welcome to the show. Explain to us how you kind of reached, one, how you actually figured this out, the process of figuring this out, and then two, what you, I guess your conclusions you drew from this very random but very telling, apparently, statistic that is leading the Grizzlies' draft decision-making.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I always love doing ESPN Memphis, and I always love watching the Grizzlies, too, so it's a lot of fun being able to chat with you guys. You know, I think that the actual query and the actual, like, stats kind of make me a little bit of a madman here. I think that the reality of it is actually a lot more simple than it might lead you to believe. Sean Coleman, I think his name is from the Memphis Grizzlies SB Nation blog, wrote something in 2020 that was fairly similar to what I wrote yesterday. And his line of thinking basically was able to predict who the Grizzlies were targeting in the draft where they landed Xavier Tillman and Desmond Bane based off of the roster, you know, when they were able to kind of back reference guys with how they produced in college for, you know, selecting guys like Brendan Clark or John Conchar through undrafted free agency. So it wasn't my original idea, but it was something that I've considered for the last 3 years or so when I do my mock drafts. And, you know, for me, when you do mock drafts, obviously you have to have a pretty good understanding of the landscape of the league, understand, you know, who the upcoming players are, and also understand what teams might like about them. And so knowing that, like, basic data points of the Grizzlies, kind of preferred player being guys who can, you know, add value when the ball's on their hands, shoot efficiently, play hard on defense, kind of leads me to look for guys like that who fit those profiles when I'm doing mock drafts for the Grizzlies. So, you know, I've talked to people that work for the Grizzlies before in scouting departments about it, and, you know, they haven't denied that that's the approaches that they take. So, you know, the stats that Sean Coleman used a couple years ago were pretty different than the ones that I used yesterday. But using a database called Bart Torvik, which is a guy's name, I was able to look at filters basically and, you know, just typed in kind of a few ranges of, well, what do I consider to be efficient shooting? Like, okay, let's try 58%. And I kind of tinkered with it a little bit, but you know, basically it was just exactly that, where I wanted to find numbers for efficient shooting, added value without the ball, so rebounds and assists, and playing hard in defense, so block and steal. So, you know, it's the numbers themselves are a little arbitrary, but the type of player that it produces is not. I think it's quite simple. It's, you know, someone who is going to get the job done on offense without needing 30 shots a game to do it per se. He's not a chucker. He's shooting the shots wisely, and, you know, he's a willing passer. He's going to get the boards, clean the glass a little bit, you know, get some defensive playmaking skills too.
Brian, one of the questions that I think is somewhat interesting with this draft is Zach Kleiman has pretty much won the fan base over, and he's officially at the sweet spot where you want to be in your job of anytime you do anything, everyone just assumes it's smart. The question, though, that I have is, like, when a Brandon Clark was falling in the draft, it was the fact he was falling, and then the Grizzlies make that pick. Same thing kind of with Desmond Bane.
Same thing with Kennedy Chandler.
Yeah, Kennedy Chandler fits that mold. How big of a reach was it to take Laravia where they did and to take Roddy where they did, in your mind?
I'll push back on the narrative that either pick was a reach. I think everyone else will tell you that they were reaches. But it's just not how the game works. You know, I think that you see a consensus ranking based off of mock drafts. I do mock drafts myself, so I'm guilty of this. I'm contributing to the narrative of where a player should go. But the reason why Jabari Smith, you know, which is shocking that he went number 3 instead of Paolo going 3, is just because the experts told you that. I think for me, what I always found was, well, why is Jabari number 3 and or why is Jabari number 1 and not Paolo? Because Paolo did have more on-ball skills as a creator. He's able to do, you know, tons of things at 6'10 as a passer. Like, he plays the way the game, the modern way. Like, it's exciting. Like, it makes sense why he would be, like, the sexy number 1 pick. But, you know, it was surprising because the experts told you something different. So the experts also, you know, had Roddy and Laravia both slotted lower. But I'm pretty close with both of their camps. I'm pretty sure that the Grizzlies only used those picks in that range because if they didn't pick them, there were picks a couple after, or a couple before, rather, that would have grabbed them instead. So basically, you know, in both cases, there were other teams who were, you know, looking down the barrel of that gun, seeing like, okay, Memphis is on the clock now, which means we're not going to be able to get them unless we trade up. So I think that sometimes, you know, teams might keep their interest in a player under wraps because if we start hearing, you know, everyone loves David Roddy, then, you know, we're not going to be able to get him as early. Whereas the quieter you can keep it, you know, the easier it gets. But I think that Memphis knew we have to trade up to get David Roddy. He's not going to be there on the next pick or two picks later. I mean, there were other teams that were interested. I know, you know, for a fact, I can tell you source that Denver was super interested in David Roddy. He played, you know, Colorado State. I know Calvin Booth, you know, their new general manager, has spoken on record about how much he likes David Roddy. You can find those quotes. It was no secret. He had a massive draft crush on David Roddy and Jake Laravia. His range was exactly where he was picked. There were plenty of teams in that exact range. I mean, San Antonio was one of them, you know, was picking kind of right over there too. You know, some of those organizations that were seriously considering, you know, Jake Laravia, right, not kind of a spot, that sweet spot. So, you know, I think it was a reach in that maybe it's not where ESPN had them projected. But I think it wasn't a reach because I think other teams, the ones who were actually decision makers in this, did have them in those exact same ranges. So that's kind of where I land on that.
Well, Brian, you've seen now what they did in the draft. We saw, you know, where they are as a franchise now after this breakthrough season they had. We've been talking about it on the show today. Free agency starts in 48 hours or so. If you're the Grizzlies, how are you, if you're running the Grizzlies, how are you approaching this? Is it simply, you know, bring back Tyus Jones and run this back with Ja Morant healthy, hopefully, in the biggest games of the year? Or in your mind, do you tweak the roster? Are you looking out for something bigger than that? How do you think the Grizzlies should or will approach this, depending on what perspective you want to go with?
Yeah, man, I'm giving them another year with this core. Pretty much entirely intact unless Tyus Jones gets priced out. You know, unless it's like, okay, that's a little unreasonable. We can't do that much for Tyus because he's not going to be our starting point guard. But otherwise, I'm running it back fully. I would prefer highly to keep Tyus Jones. I'm a huge believer in his game too, and I think that he might be the best. I think that he should have gotten Sixth Man of the Year, honestly. Like, I think that he has just as much value in the game as someone like Tyler Hero, just because he's not putting up as many points. The way he's doing it is more efficient. You know, that assist to turnover ratio is incredibly, incredibly important to winning basketball. So I love Tyus Jones. Love his veteran leadership. Guy who's probably going to be a coach in the NBA one day if he wants to be. Huge, huge fan of his game and think that he's worth bringing back. And I think the Grizzlies played the NBA champion Warriors when, you know, when both sides were healthy as hard and as well as anybody. And I think that, you know, you give this core another year, give them another year and, you know, see what you've got when they're healthy, because what did you learn from last year, guys? You know, now that you've seen these guys in the playoffs, like, does that make you tougher? Like, you know, I'd venture to say probably based off the way they've been talking on Twitter, like, they don't seem to be scared of the Warriors or anybody. They weren't scared of them during the series, that's for sure. So, yeah, I'd love to see what they can do now that they've got these licks in. You know, that's why you have a young team, right? You have a young team, so you missed your bite at the apple this year. Well, now you're bringing another year of experience. Now Zaire Williams is 20 instead of 19, right? You know, all these guys will have, you know, another chance to get back out there, and I think they're only going to get better. I think we're going to see more on-ball stuff from Desmond Bane as he gets older, too. I mean, that's clearly a leap he took last year, and I don't think he's fully reached his ceiling. I thought he had more improvement to his game than Ja Morant did. I think that's not, you know, a wild take, but I think that his ascension is still growing. Huge believer in his long-term potential in this league. I think if Desmond Bane makes an all-star game or two in his career, that wouldn't shock me by any stretch. He is that good of a shooter with that wise of an understanding of the game, too. So, huge fan of what he could be doing, and I think that, for me, I want to see these guys another year. My biggest worry, and this should probably be the organization's biggest worry, is can Ja Morant actually stay healthy for the entire length of the playoffs? The way he plays, is it just going to be too much wear and tear by the end? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be one of those situations where he is able to make it work? Because for me, that's what I would have to consider a trade for. And also, you know, I guess the secondary concern would be, you know, can we really keep Jaren Jackson on the floor for longer next year? Like, that would be ideal. Avoid that foul trouble. You know, keep him playing more minutes because he's super valuable when he's on the court. But love what the Grizzlies are doing.
Brian, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
That's Brian Kalbrowski of For the Win and the USA Today Sports Network.
Run it back.
I think in the end, it's until we see other options, like, it seems like it's the best option.
It seems like it's the option. I'm not saying the Grizzlies front office is risk averse, but when you're in a situation like this where running it back does have very obvious benefits, you're going to be risk averse.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's where I think we're at. Like, I don't think this front office is risk averse. I think when they survey this particular situation, they are going to be risk averse.
Well, and I think the point that you made at the start of the show, I think, is also noteworthy. They made the decision at the trade deadline. Let's see what it looks like in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, they viewed that as a valuable data collection moment. We saw the same results from a D'Anthony Melton that we had seen. It was a little better, but it was still similar to the same results, and they made the decision to move on.
Yeah. So, fascinating stuff here to see how this all plays out. Free agency starts in 48 hours.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.